it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello, Vaughan Bennison with you for this edition of New Horizons. Thanks for your company.
Don't you worry, it's okay, it's not your problem anyway, and we can't let words get in the way of vision. But I wonder what you think when you're older, 'cause this might come back to bite when you're sitting in your staring at the screen, and there's no end in sight. Well, I wonder what you think when you're older, and you're searching for the pictures in the lines. I wonder what you think when you're older. Wonder if you wish you'd changed your mind.
And that's Emma Bennison, our guest for this week's program, and a song she wrote in relation to audio description on Australian television. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks very much, Vaughan.
You wrote a media release recently in your capacity as the CEO of Arts Access Australia. Can you go into some detail about that?
Sure. The media release came about because I noted that there was a series of programs on ABC iView last week which were profiling the work of regional New South Wales artists with disability, and I couldn't help but recognise the great irony. Of course, none of these programs were audio described, and yet they were, of course, profiling work by artists with disability. I took the opportunity to write the media release from the perspective of myself as the CEO of Arts Access Australia. As CEO of Arts Access Australia, I advocate for the rights of artists with disability every day, and I am particularly passionate about the needs of regional artists with disability because, of course, they experience a dual disadvantage because of lack of access to services and opportunities for mentoring and other pathways. So I really felt that this wasn't just about entertainment or about audio description being something that would be nice to have. This actually... This lack of audio description was actually impeding my ability to do my job as an advocate, because without being able to understand these people's stories, I feel like I'm at a disadvantage. I also talked in that release a little bit about my role as president of BCA and the work that BCA and other blindness organisations have been doing around audio description over the past 20 years or so.
Now, to be clear, this program that we're talking about is a series of programs, right?
Correct, yeah.
How many do we know?
I think there are six, but I wouldn't swear to that.
Mm. So six programs, and they couldn't manage to audio describe it. We're well aware, I think, by now of what audio description is, but could you just briefly summarise?
Sure. So audio description provides a narrative of the visual aspects of television, and it brings it to life, I suppose, for people who are blind or vision impaired by describing things like scenery, on-screen action, costumes, any of the visual aspects that really add that additional dimension to television viewing that a sighted person would receive. And, of course, including things like reading of on-screen text, which is very important, particularly at the end of a program like Australian Story, which has a very strong track record of flashing up very important and meaningful information at the end of their programs. There have been a number of trials of audio description on the ABC, the most recent being the 15-month trial of audio description on ABC iView, which is the ABC's online service, and that ended in June this year. And we're still waiting to see the report from the ABC on that trial. Now, of course, that trial was funded by the federal government through additional funding that they provided to the ABC. The ABC has never agreed to include this as part of their general core budget.
So is it fair to say that without audio description, blind people can't watch TV?
Oh, look, I think blind people can watch TV to a certain extent, but I don't think that blind people can get the full benefit and the full experience of TV without audio description.
I'm not clear why we're worrying about this now. Why didn't we worry about this 20 years ago?
Oh, I think we have been worrying about it for a very long time. But I think what's happened over recent years, particularly, is that the rest of the Western world has surpassed Australia. So right. We are now the only Western country that doesn't have an audio description service on its free-to-air television.
The only Western country. Yes. Are you including Europe and countries like that?
And even New Zealand.
New Zealand has audio description, but Australia doesn't.
That's right.
Hmm. Currently, there's a case before the courts regarding specifically audio description on the ABC. Now, this isn't something specifically about the ABC, is it? Commercial television stations can broadcast audio description as well, can they not?
They can.
And so why are we aiming specifically at the ABC in this instance?
Well, the ABC has kind of been considered, I guess, as the first logical step, because as the public broadcaster, part of the ABC's charter is around providing services and making their programs and services accessible to a diverse audience. So, you know, that is the logical starting point. We felt that was a good place to start. There is other work being done to try to look at amendments to the Broadcasting Services Act and making it mandatory for all networks to provide audio description progressively over the coming years. But this particular case has been brought by Suzanne Hudson against the ABC for their failure to provide audio description on their free-to-air television service. So the ABC did a trial back in 2012 of audio description on free-to-air. They discontinued that service because of, they argued, technical issues and cost. And so BCA worked with 28 complainants to lodge complaints with the Human Rights Commission following the end of that trial. Those complaints were unable to be conciliated and so were terminated by the commission. And then those complainants had 60 days in which to take their complaint to the federal court. Now, Susie decided to do that, obviously with support from the Public Interest Advocacy Centre, BCA and other organisations, other blindness organisations. The ABC, of course, is a very large and well-resourced organisation. They have fought incredibly hard and have been unprepared to negotiate around this issue at all. And so as a result, Susie's case has now been discontinued. But I think it's really important to make the point that whilst the case has been discontinued, that this case is only one part of a larger campaign. For example, it's important to note that Lauren Henley also has a case in the courts at the moment. There are many other avenues that we need to pursue in relation to both the ABC and the broader television sector. So I don't want anyone to get the impression that BCA has in any way given up on this issue. In fact, on the contrary, I think that Susie's very courageous stance on this matter has really united us as a sector and really made us very determined, even more determined than we were before, to see this issue resolved favourably.
Mm. When we talk about audio description on the free-to-air TV channels, how many hours a week are we seeing on average in other countries?
It varies. Certainly, I think what we would be looking for as a starting point would be what the ABC provided in their original trial, which was 14 hours a week of content. That would seem like a reasonable starting point, and then that it would progressively increase over time. Mm. I think it's really important also to note that we would estimate that around two-thirds of people who are blind or vision impaired were not served by the iView trial. It's important to remember that many people who are blind or vision impaired don't have access to the internet, can't necessarily afford computers or smartphone devices, or have, you know, difficulty accessing that technology for various reasons. So, you know, whilst the iView trial worked very well for some people, it still misses, you know, two-thirds of our population. So anything less than a free-to-air audio description service is not going to be acceptable to our community. I mean, apart from all of those issues, there is also the fact that we have the same right as anybody else to sit down and watch TV with our friends and family at the same time.
In The Australian yesterday morning was reported that the ABC reaches 71% of the Australian population. The new ABC director, Michelle Guthrie, is looking to increase the reach of the ABC in terms of that. Would you consider that audio description is one key way in which it could achieve that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it is, it's certainly been indicated that audio description is necessary for people who are blind or vision impaired, but also there is research which suggests that audio description is also a very helpful tool for people on the autism spectrum and people with learning disabilities. So, you know, we need to be really clear that this is not an add-on. It's not something that would be nice to have. It is a core element of what the ABC needs to provide to ensure that, you know, our human rights are not being violated.
Emma Bennison, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Emma Bennison there, CEO of Arts Access Australia and President of Blind Citizens Australia, talking about the abysmal lack of audio description on Australian television. That song you heard at the beginning of the program was entitled When You're Older and comes off her album Fine Line. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for your company this week. If you'd like to contact Blind Citizens Australia, you can ring 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660, or you can email bca@bca.org.au. Don't forget that all donations are gratefully received, and any donation over $2 is tax deductible. Do take care until next week.
We'll achieve the